Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I was finding my own. You came into my life. Never asked you for nothing. Never thought you were my type.
Oh, I ask myself over again, I ain't no
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life because whatever you want, whatever you desire, whatever you need, you've got to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful to feel your presence, to see your username in the chat room, to see you on the phone line, to feel your presence. Your pre-essence, the essence of you that was before time, that always know that all is truly well. Thank you for being here. That was Julie Dexter, broken up about it. Sister friend hanging out with a married man. It's like, what? You're married? Oh, my God. So she's all broken up about it. Well, hopefully we can help her make her up while she's broken up. Today we are going to talk about relationships. Anyway, but before I go into that, thank you all for being here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is a discussion on romantic relationships. Single woman's perspective, woman's perspective, period. You know, because somehow we can't quite figure it out. But I think, especially females have been miseducated about this thing called relationship. It's time to do it, or to flip the game, to do it differently. It's an open forum. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Yes, everybody's waiting in line. Welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening to the show on the phone, thank you for being here in the archive. Thank you for being here. Those of you listening online, we'll welcome you all. And make sure, don't forget, remember to share the show with your friends, your loved ones, the Mr. Soon-to-be right, your haters, your ex. Share the show with them today. I'll post it on Facebook, tweet it, text it, yell it, send a smoke screen, whatever you want to send out there. Tell them this is the place to be because this is the radio station that's doing the deal. We host, we do the best hosting on the planet, and we even have somebody else that just goes along and knows it. I mean, Mark Victor Hansen, he knows what he's talking about, doesn't he?
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I mean, if anybody knows, Jesus. I mean, as many books as he's written. The best hosting on the planet. Forget all those other radio stations. Anyway, to find out more about Julie Dexter, you can go to Julie's website, juliedexter.com. And for all you Julie Dexter's fan, and even if you're not a fan, if you just love Life Conversations Radio, I want to invite you to do this. Julie Dexter has been nominated as, Vocalist of the Year? I'm on this site, but I can't find it now. But anyway, go to soultracks.com, soul, S-O-U-L, tracks as in music with an S, soultracks.com. Register there and vote for Julie because we want her to win it. She is an amazing woman, and we want to do everything we can do here to support her. I still can't find out what she was nominated for. Oh, somewhere here. I'm not going to worry about that. You can do it. Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and we are getting ready to change your life, change your consciousness, help you see yourself from a different perspective. And we're going to elevate this conversation about relationships. So, but before we do that, Quick announcement. It's Tuesday, actually. Why don't you guys just go to lifeconversationsmedia.com? That makes my life easy. lifeconversationsmedia.com. You can check out all the upcoming guests and so much. I mean, we have a few days left, but all up to November, we've got somebody coming almost every day. December is packed with guests, and we're actually slotting people in January. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for the work we're doing here. I'm grateful for my dear friend, Betty Piggies, who is doing her thing, the abundant rat, just creating magic and multiplying the consciousness of truth. And, Doug Daniels is going to be joining us. He's the author of You Are God's Best Idea. You Are God's Best Idea. So if you're God's best idea, you're meant to have a relationship. And if you're still stuck after this show, then just join us on Tuesday. But even if you're not stuck, still join us every day. Make sure you follow Life Conversations Radio. And, we've got great things happening here. Today, I feel the sisters coming in, they're coming in slowly. Some of them are putting their makeup on, and they said, I got to go to this show because I got to show out because I got something to tell that man. He thinks he knows things about single woman. What does he know? He's a man. But, bring it. What else did I need to tell you? I can tell you about my coaching services. You can go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And I have a new service called, it's Life Chat Coaching. So we can do coaching through instant message. Go to lifecoachade.com and find out more. Next Wednesday, we have Spiritual Tag Team with my co-host, who's also my co-producer for today's show, Betty Pegues. And, God help me. Betty Pegues and for Spiritual Tag Team. And you can find out more about Betty by going to her website, which she's trying to pull up right now, but he wants it to sound like he's just in a flow, but he's not. And he can't pull it up. He's not even his memory. Okay, so I think I know it. It's BettyPegues.Weebly.com. If it's not, correct me, Betty, in the chat room. BettyPegues, PEGUES.com. If you want spiritual readings, if you want to find out, am I going to find Mr. Right? Am I going to be in a relationship? Would I ever be happy where you keep living? One of those will come true. You don't need a psychic for that. But Betty has a lot of stuff on her website, Chakra Balancing Meditation Center. And you can find out about her services, and she is on the money. She's on the card. So I think that's enough right now. I'm ready to do this. I think a part of me is like, oh, I'm surrounded by all these females. I'm kind of getting intimidated. I better be careful. 347-426-3346. I can handle y'all. Yes, most men can't, but I can. So, as a matter of fact, I got some friends here who are going to join this conversation. And I have Aisha. She's here. She was here last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And I have Kismet. She's going to be joining us as well. And this show actually started with a conversation on, the Kite Book. We were hanging out in a Facebook cafe, and we're talking about relationships. I messed around and put something out, and sisters were like, I don't believe that. So here, let me see if I can pull it up. Okay, right, this is it right here. So I had a post that I saw. Some of the posts that I put on my wall, actually, I make sure that it aligns with what I teach and what I'm about. So clearly this is not for me, but it's like some quotes I know that it can help somebody. But what I do is I read it and I feel it. If it resonates with me, then I'll post it. So this quote says, because I can kind of take it to shreds, but I understand the message behind the words. It says, don't worry if you're single. They're already worried. They're single. What are you talking about? But anyway, see, I told you I can take it to shreds. Don't worry if you're single. God is looking at you right now saying, I'm saving this one for someone special. I kind of thought, somebody needs to hear that. Normally I'd be like, I'm not putting that on my site. But I knew somebody needs to hear that. But one of my Facebook friends, and sort of like a friend, but not a, but anyway, stop it. She said, I find this hard to believe. I'm like, hello, what do you find to believe? She said, it sounds like one of those excuses you give to a single person to make them feel better. So, I can't help but do my thing. I have to show up. So I kind of just nudge her in the right direction. And I say, one of the things I said to her is, sometimes excuses can lead to a miracle, because a miracle is really a shift in perception. When you shift how you're looking at your life, at your situation, you have a new insight. That's a miracle. And I also, if you can check it on my post, I won't read all of it. But Then another sister joined in, and she said, I feel you. I guess we have to expect that it would not blow up in our faces. Because they were talking about, you know, relationship is blowing up in their faces. And I get it, but there's some other things that I know about. Like, nothing happens to you unless, without you being in a vibrational match to it. And when relationships don't work, because maybe you thought it's going to be 6 months, a year, you're going to get married, walk down the aisle, and it didn't work, that doesn't mean, you know, it blew up in your face. First of all, it gives you an opportunity to clarify what you want and what you do want. I mean, can you imagine being with somebody and because, you know, they're trying to do everything they can do and stop it from blowing up in your face, and they kind of pretend, and then 10 years down the line, you see the true person that you're married to? I think if the choice is to blow up now or blow up later, I know what I'll go for. Let it blow up right now so I can keep moving. So anyway, I invited some friends to join me on the conversation, and I'm inviting you listeners as well to call in 347-426-3346. And this is not just for single women. Those of you that are married, you can share your experience. Thank you, Betty, for putting your website address in there. Those of you that are already married, yeah, come and share your story. You know, help some sisters out, because there are some sisters who are worrying, even though they say don't worry. But, you know, let me stop talking and bring on Aisha. How you doing, Aisha?
Hello, I'm great. How are you? Peace.
Yeah, you gotta be ready because you never know when we'll bring you on. And then go to Kismik. Let me bring Kismik on. Right there, you're live. Hey, Kismik, how you doing?
Hi, I am great.
Good, good, good. I'm gonna do one more thing. I'm gonna be somebody else got their hands up. Celeste, you're live. How are you doing?
Hi, sisters. I'm so over you.
How you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling good, but I'm about to get him. He's being funny. You need to cut it out. I'm done. When you're ready, I'm ready for you. You know where I'm at,
okay,
too, but I'm ready for you.
Ooh, I'm being threatened. Security! I'm being threatened by a single woman. What should I do? Please call God. Oh, wow. So let's see. I'm going to you know how this works. I'm going to unmute your mic. You can mute yourself, or I'm going to mute your phone. And you can mute yourself. But what I'm going to do is just throw this open to – actually, let's make it easy. I'm going to throw it open – throw it open, but I'm going to – let's just go with the flow. So, Aisha, let's start here. You know, you saw the post. Did you see the post that I had on my Facebook page?
I heard the post. I did not get a chance to read it because I haven't been online. But
I heard that.
Yes.
So, okay, what I want to create, how I see it, you know, of course, clearly, everybody knows this. My voice may not be deep, but I'm all right, believe it or not. But what I'm seeing when it comes to relationship, and Kismik, I'm going to come to you as well, is I think females have been miseducated about this thing called relationship, romantic relationship specifically. And I guess the old way of doing it is where a woman is waiting on, for me, I feel like, females, young girls are being taught to wait on the auction block and wait for a man to come and pick them out. And for me, I think that's such a disempowering position that right now that needs to change. When I was reading the thread from what the sisters were saying, there's this whole thing of feeling like, or even I'm a single woman, there's a tendency to feel like we're just waiting for the right man to find us. And as a man, I think that needs to change. I mean, help me out here. Am I wrong? Do I get it? Or maybe I'm just confused. Maybe it's because I'm a man, I don't get it. How do you see it for, you know, how single women can go about creating a relationship that works for them, harmonious relationships?
Thank you for asking me and having me here today.
You're welcome.
First of all, I think that women have to remember that we attract and we don't have to chase or run after or do anything like that. You know, being in touch with your feminine energy, you'll realize that you can attract all that it is that you need to you, the types of attributes and the individuals that you want based on, you know, of course, what you're thinking about. Unfortunately, like with that thread, when I first heard you read it and heard the response that that person was, I was just thinking, shaking my head inside, like, well, she's going to continue to experience the same thing that she expects to experience.
Mm-hmm.
because it's always what that's what her expectation is. So that's the vibration she's creating with that. I don't have an issue with women speaking with men or letting a man know that she's interested in him or doing any of those things, but the sitting around and just waiting for someone to see you and select you with doubt that that's going to ever happen is, to me, just like walking in place or, you know, a treadmill. So, yeah, I'd much rather be outside than on the treadmill because you're going to continue to just get the same experience.
Well, I'd like to add to that. For me, in my experience, it's not so much that a woman should really be waiting for that or looking for it. For me, it's not that you're sitting around at all. What should be happening is that you're walking in and living the fullness of your life, learning to be a whole person and completely happy and at peace and content with you in your life, not saying that, oh, that you don't want the relationship, but that you're choosing to build on a relationship with yourself and, in my case, with God. Everything else will come. You don't have to think about it or wait for it. It will come. But if you're going through the day saying, okay, well, I'm going to get through this day, and I'm going to accomplish this and this while I'm waiting for it, then in a sense, you're still preoccupied by something other than what you should be.
Right.
So it's that whole idea of letting go of what you want. Once you let go of it, then it'll come to you. But if you're holding on to it, you're guaranteed to lose it. Or not yet,
I like that.
In the case of waiting for a man, you know?
Yes. You know, Kismic, I want you to share your testimony, because part of when I was responding back to the ladies on this post, because I've always thought of doing shows on relationship. I've talked about it, but I don't like this whole thing about the battle between male and females. I want to have a conversation from an empowered perspective. And I remember when I was responding to the ladies on the post, I kept feeling, you know, I would like to do a show around this, but I wasn't sure when it was going to happen. And you messed around and said, ladies, it is true. I can share my testimony with you if you want. I was like, oh, great. So, I mean, I want you to share your testimony, because you talk about when you let go of it, it comes to you. And really, I know that that law works for everything. When we're holding on and looking and being on that treadmill, say it's going to come out, let me keep working, we push it away. But I want you to share your story that you share with me, because I think, I just believe somebody needs to hear it. It's so powerful. When I read it, I was like, oh, my God. So please share your story so that we know that you know what you're talking about when you say when you let go, it comes to you.
Okay, well, I'm one of those girls that always wanted a family. I wanted the happily ever after with the picket fence, you know, the husband, 3.5 kids, a dog and a cat. That's always been me. I always imagined that that would be my life, and I could not imagine that I'd ever have anything other than that, because that was supposed to be me. And so I sat around, and that's what I daydreamed about. That's what I looked for. That's what I hoped for. Got in my first relationship when I was 13, and that boyfriend sexually abused me. And then I got in my next relationship at 14, and that boyfriend slept around. One of the people he slept with was someone very close to me, so that broke my heart. And then I went on to the next boyfriend at 15. The first time I dealt with physical and emotional abuse. And so I hopped from relationship to relationship, looking for this happily ever after. I would try my best to learn from every relationship, and I would go into the next one going, okay, I fixed what was wrong with me, so this next person will be it. He's going to be the one. And it was just the same thing all over again. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was wrong with me and how I could fix me so that I could get the man that I wanted. And eventually I met a man, fell head over heels in love with him. I thought that he was perfect for me on paper. He was exactly what I thought I should always have, except that he was completely emotionally unavailable to me. And at the time, I couldn't understand how that made him imperfect for me. Now it makes sense, but then I didn't know. I was so focused on getting that happily ever after that I wasn't even thinking straight. So I stayed on a roller coaster with him for a very long time. And at some point, I said, okay, this is not good for me. And I would try to walk away, but I could never do it because I was still after that happily ever after. So eventually it became so hard for me that I decided that I was going to find a way to tear myself away from him. And the way I did that is by getting in a relationship with somebody else. And this person that I ended up with, I already knew I shouldn't have been with. I knew going in that I didn't need to be with him. But I figured if I had to choose between being by myself or being without the man I wanted and being by myself, that this would have to do. Mm-hmm. And so that relationship ended up being a total nightmare. And eventually I got out of that one and fell right back into the arms of the man that I was trying to get over. And I figured, well, now he's been without me for a while, and he'll realize, and he'll see how great I am, and I've gotten so much better, and so on. So it was supposed to work this time. And, of course, it was the same thing. Nothing changed. I was right back on this little wheel, just making the same mistakes over and over again. So I tried to walk away again, still couldn't do it. And I started trying to fix it, trying to fix me, trying to figure it out, looking for whatever answers I could find, but I never got anywhere. So one day I was cleaning because I'm one of those people that cleans to get my mind off of stuff. And I ran across this little journal that I had, and I looked in it, and I written a list. And the title of the list was My Husband's Qualifiers. And this was some list I'd written maybe 2 or 3 years before that, stuck it in this journal, forgot about it, and it was still there. So I read through the list, and I thought about every man that I dealt with my entire life, and none of those men met all of the qualifications on my list, not even one. And this wasn't one of those, oh, he has to be yay tall or like this or like that. This was a practical, here's what I need for a healthy relationship type of list. And none of the men that I've been with met those qualifications. And I stood there and I started crying. And at that point, I let it go. I finally understood the concept of let go and let God, because I beat my head against the wall until I couldn't anymore. I had tried everything I could possibly think of, and nothing worked. I exhausted all of my own resources, and at that point, I had nothing left to try or do. And so I stood there, and I was crying, and I said, all right, Lord, look, I can't do this. I can't do it. I've tried, and it's just not working. If it's not your will that I be with this man, then I need for you to do it for me because I can't do it. And then I said, and if it be your will that I not get married or have a family, then so be it. But if it's your will that I spend the rest of my life alone, I need for you to help me learn how to be happy alone. And that's all I asked for. I just said, you know, I just let your will be done, but please help me be happy and at peace with whatever that is, because it clearly doesn't work my way. So let's do it your way, but I need your help. And I closed that journal and I put it back on the shelf where I found it. And I went on with my day, you know, dried my face and kept it moving. And I woke up the next morning happier than I've ever been in my life. I woke up the next day really not concerned with this guy. It's like somebody flipped a switch. And I started to enjoy being by myself. I embraced the idea of spending the rest of my life being single. And it's not that I didn't want to get married. It's just that I decided that I wouldn't focus on that anymore. I stopped giving that energy, and I just focused on this new relationship I had with God, this dependency on Him. And I found all of my joy and my peace in that. So I went about my days just living and being happy and being at peace and enjoying all that comes with God's peace. And so I was good. And then almost out of nowhere appears a man who met every single qualification on my list and then some. And I have been with him since. So he was everything I thought I wanted and some things I didn't know I needed. And he looks at me and he thanks God for me. He feels like I'm the blessing. He feels like God blessed him with me. So for me, the point at which things started to change is when I let go and literally let God. And that faith in God is what brought me and this guy together, and it's what keeps us together. I won't say that our relationship is perfect because we're both very imperfect people. But we share the same faith, and that faith makes our relationship way easier than anything I've ever done.
I listen to you, and the most important part of the key word is surrender, that letting go. And I wonder, I wonder if that's the key. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. And press one on your keypad. We're having a conversation on romantic relationship from a woman's perspective, single woman's perspective. There might be some people who disagree with their hair right now. We want to hear your thoughts. And I want to ask you, Aisha, you know, Kismet talks about the surrender, the letting go. And Celeste, you feel like jumping in. But this is that the most important thing? Because, you know, you're around your sister friends. Have you found that ladies, friends in your life or who are single, they have a way of holding on to a certain idea and not surrendering to something bigger? Because, Aisha, you talked about the vibrational alignment, and I totally get it. I mean, I have a lot of opinion and thoughts about this, but I want to hear from a woman's perspective when we talk about a woman being single, what causes a woman to say, you know, they say they want to be in a relationship and they're doing everything. And some women might say, you know, I let go, but it still didn't happen. I mean, what do you think? How important is it to surrender, to let go, Aisha?
Oh, it's everything. And thank you for that testimonial, sis, too. That was beautiful just to hear that story. We need to hear more of those types of testimonials and just to be reminded that when you let go and stop focusing on so much on what you don't have, and shift your attention on, you know, to what is good, like the sister found peace with the thought of potentially having to be alone and learn to find joy in that. And her joy doubled
as a result of that, surrendering to what is, surrendering to the moment. I've been living that myself, you know, this last year or so of my life, just having to surrender. And it doesn't always work when you're fighting against. We just need to learn to flow instead of fighting so often and making all of our travels uphill, for lack of a better word. I think if a lot of women are a lot more honest with ourselves about what we really, really, really want, not what we think that this person might want to hear when we're on a date because he meets half of our list qualifications, or we don't want to scare him away or whatever. If you want a husband and you want to be married, state that you want to be married and make that clear, you know, that that's what you want. I'm thanking God every day for my husband, that I'm preparing myself for my husband. I'm thankful for all the preparation that's taking place, that, you know, the life I'll share with my husband and moving into that vibration. And just being very honest with ourselves and it, about what we want, and not being afraid to state that, I think would make that experience a lot different for men and women.
You know, the honesty, I think that's important. And I want listeners to know, we're not just talking about heterosexual relationship. If it's same-sex relationship, call in 347-426-3346. You know, for my work and just things that I hear from friends, and what I observe, I think part of the challenge of relationship, and I want to talk about this. I'm going to take a quick break. I want to talk about this when we come back. I think part of the issue is, I mean, we're all being abused, male and female, but I think specifically females have had, you know, Kismet, you share your story about sexual abuse, being physically and emotionally abused. And I think until one does the work to heal the past, it will be hard to create a harmonious relationship. I really believe that some females are carrying the emotional baggage while looking for a relationship, but not opening up wide enough to allow it to happen because they haven't healed themselves. And I want to talk more about that when we come back. I want to hear your perspective, the importance of healing our emotional baggage so that we can create the relationship that we want. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Those of you on the phone line, if you want to add your insight, your wisdom, your thoughts, your ideas, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
from the flow to the ceiling. Rebuilding, they crumbling. 2013 in a new world coming. Only do this cause I'm trying to touch a million. Singing these songs got the whole world reeling. Why they chilling? We warming. We spark the movement while y'all so boring. Yeah, and we do this for the little ones. So they know they can shine when they see the sun. And there's no time for giving up. So just know that it's already done. From Shanghai to Chi-Town, we show love as soon as we touch down. We take this higher. Feel the atmosphere when we burn that fire.
My life, 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 my life.
Purple Crown, reminding you this is your life. You get to do what you want to do with it. You get to create your own reality. You get to create a... the relationship that you desire. You get to surrender. Purple Crown, if you want to find out more about him, you can go to Facebook. You'll find him is also known as Taj Abdul Samad. Purple Crown 2013. Let's go back to the conversation. We're talking about, we're discussing romantic relationships. Single woman's perspective, woman's perspective, married woman's perspective, what's really going on. Some people saying, you know, I don't think God is hearing my prayer. I think God has just forgot about me. I don't even know I'm looking for somebody. I give up. I think I'm just going to die alone. Are you afraid of being alone? Do you have something to say? Do you have friends who are experiencing this and you think there's another way? I personally, as a man, think females need to be different about relationships. I do understand, I know as a man that women want to be appreciated. They want really. There's a book called The Wild at Heart, Discovering the Secret of a Man's Soul. And there's a part in there where he talks about, let me see, he talks about here. And he wrote in his book, finally, every woman wants to be a beauty to unveil. There is a deep desire simply and truly to be beautiful and be delighted in. And he goes on to say something, so here, she wants to be more than noticed. A woman wants to be more than noticed. She wants to be wanted. She wants to be wanted. She wants to be pursued. And, yeah, all that can still be valid, but if we're not authentic, if we're not healing our own stuff, our own issues, then we create the same madness. It works in romantic relationships, in relationship with our loved ones at work. It is about healing the past so we can move forward. And let me go to Celeste. And I talked about this emotional baggage that we carry. But I want to hear ladies' perspective. I want to hear about being authentic, asking for what you want, not being afraid to tell God you need somebody, not being afraid to tell God you're afraid. I think some of us, we're spiritual, and we think we can't say stuff like that. But in the case Mick was sharing with us, she said, listen, I just said, okay, God, if I'm supposed to be by myself, just help me be happy. So, Celeste, what's your thoughts about everything that you're hearing so far?
Well, first of all, they are both magic. And today, you know I'm messing with you, but I have to do this quick. I really had a vision of something that came to me from my last relationship. I was monogamous, faithful, there, in it, okay? And I found myself in that relationship saying things like this. If I'm ever single again, I promise to cry less from sadness. I will cry more from happiness. If I'm ever single again, I will dance all the time instead of watching romantic movies and grieving. If I'm ever single again, I will take the time to really get to know myself and love me. I thank the universe for preparing me for my second adolescence. Singlehood in my 40s is my gift to me. It is not a punishment and not a way station to live my life. I live it now, listening deeply and doing what finally moves me. But that was birthed in a relationship that was not the place where I could really be myself. And I had two bouts of singlehood, and I say it like that, but now it's my gift. But in my 20s, in the 90s, I was doing the Bridget Jones Diary at the very beginning. That girl's story was my story. I used that story and told my partner at the time that was a female, she still is, since, you know, said we're talking about all relationships. Like, oh, honey, I used to live like that. And she made me feel better. Like, you never have to go through that again. Mm. And now, this time, I'm like,
oh, yeah, you're right, I don't. And I could still love you and love me, do what I want. And I liked that post you did because I thought it was sweet. I didn't take it personal. And I'm done. I have some place to be, but I'm looking forward to find out what else you all are going to share. It's a beautiful show today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Let's go to Aisha because she got to jump off real quick as well. Aisha, before you go, let's talk about emotional baggage, emotional wounds that people take, in this case, females take into a relationship or don't heal. How important? I mean, that's kind of like a rhetorical question, but I want you to answer it anyway. How important is it to look at our past, our relationship with our parents and our mothers or fathers so that we can create relationships that we want, harmonious relationships?
It's vital, I believe, for the relationship to take place or for you to be able to be in the healthy space to even appreciate a relationship, you know, acknowledging what happened to us in our childhood because they all developed us. So every relationship I've ever had has contributed to the woman that I am today, starting with the relationship that I had with my father. And we can develop patterns in life based on familiarity, based on what was normal to us in our childhood, whether it was good or bad, there are all subconscious beliefs there. So I really believe it's important to take the time out to spend with self, to go within, to explore what some of those pains may be, and acknowledge them, address them, do whatever work has to be done to work through it so that we're not carrying that into the relationships. Otherwise, I find a lot of women are just victims, just professional victims, and will go from relationship to relationship with, you know, I keep meeting the wrong guy, I keep this, I keep that, when sometimes we need to be alone and those relationships are removed so we can spend some time with self, so we can go within and find out what's going on, change the things that we're not pleased with because we do attract, you know, a lot of what we are. So. That's just how I feel about that. Emotional baggage is big. A lot of us carry it around. I've been guilty of it. That's why I can speak on it. I've had to do the work to move through it. And, you know, I feel more prepared for my next relationship, you know, just being able to openly see myself and see where I may have contributed to some of what occurred in the relationship that I judged as bad or didn't work out for me. I've had to spend time with self to get that, so.
I know you got to go soon, but you know, whenever you, if you're still around and you want to add in, just feel free to unmute yourself. But I want to ask Kismet the same thing. You're welcome, Aisha. That whole thing about, you know, especially from your experience, you shared a story where you had the sexual abuse, you had the physical and emotional abuse. What did you have to do to get to a point where you said, you know what, God, I surrender? And you had a dream that you wanted a family. How did you get to a point where you said, God, if I'm supposed to be single, just show me how to be happy? What was the process?
Well, I realized that everything I was doing wasn't working. I was that professional victim. I was the professional victim. Every relationship I got into that didn't turn out right, it was, oh, why did he do this to me, and I'm trying, and I look what I have, and look what I can do, and why am I not good enough, why do these terrible people keep targeting me? I was the best professional victim on the planet. And what ended up happening is it got to be too much. It was too much. I was killing myself with all of this victimness, if that's not a word. I just created it. I'm taking credit.
That's okay. You can make up words. I'm an expert making up words on this radio station.
So there were two questions that were posed to me at different times by two different friends. I'd had a relationship end one time that devastated me to the point that I had a nervous breakdown, and had a friend take me to the emergency room because I stopped responding to anything. I was like a zombie. And coming out of that relationship, I was talking to one of my male friends, as a matter of fact, and he said to me, and, you know, I was just talking about how bad I'd been hurt, you know, playing the victim again. And he said, can I ask you a question? And I said, okay. And he said, what is it about you that allows you or causes you to get in a relationship with these men? What is it about you that makes it okay to put yourself in this position? And I said, well, I don't like being in this position. It's not like I choose it, because I don't like who I am when I'm with this person. And I didn't understand, or I didn't even understand that about myself until I heard it come out of my mouth. I was miserable, and as far as I was concerned, the whole world was going to end, because this man that I didn't even like myself when I was with had decided to walk away. So that question and that statement stuck with me, and years later, I had another friend that I was, again, doing the victim thing with, and I said, well, I don't understand why this keeps happening to me, and this guy is different from that guy. And she said, well, the only thing they have in common is you. So what's wrong with you? And I, when I tell you, my feelings were so hurt. I just couldn't believe she could say that to me. But because of who she was, I knew that it had to be coming from a place of love. But still. So with the last situation that I was in, it was wearing me down. And I understood and I realized that if something didn't change soon, that it was going to destroy me, because I couldn't afford another nervous breakdown. So I tried to fix it. I tried to fix me. I tried everything I could. And like I said, none of that was working. And so it's almost like God was my last ditch effort. It was like, okay, if this doesn't work, then I'm up a creek. Because I don't know what else I can possibly do. I exhausted every other possibility before I even considered letting God take care of it. So that's what happened to me. And once I turned it over to God, then I found myself making lists. And one of the lists that I made was of the things that the hurt that I was holding on to. So the people that contributed to that hurt, I started addressing those issues one at a time. And even in that, I depended on God to help me do it correctly.
Right.
So it was, okay, I have this list. I'm about to talk to this person. Lord, I need for you to help me here. You know I don't know what I'm doing.
So, you can see my track record.
Yeah, that's how I talk to God. You know, it works for us. But I kept it there. I became honest with myself about what I could handle. And the truth was that I really couldn't handle anything. It was only by His grace that I made it that far. So I started being honest with myself about what I could handle. I had to be honest with myself about what I was holding on to, because if you're not willing to admit that you're holding on to it, then you'll never let it go.
That's right.
So the sister talked about being honest with the man, and she's absolutely right. You've got to be honest with the man, but it's way more difficult to be honest with yourself than anybody else.
And I really believe that's the real deal. It doesn't matter if we're talking about single woman or single men. I know men kind of look at relationship differently, but anybody who wants to get in a relationship, wants to be in a relationship and struggling, until we are honest with ourselves, it's going to be hard to be authentic and say what we want. You talked about confronting the hurt. And some people want to get in a relationship to run from the hurt. So they think if they have somebody who loves them, they won't feel the pain. But what ends up happening, they end up attracting somebody who's going to keep pointing and poking at the pain, because God, the universe, life is going to say, you got to heal this. Because every, particularly romantic relationship, is really a mirror image of our relationship with our parents. The things we couldn't deal with when we were a child comes up in romantic relationship. And it's easy to blame the other person. But until we're willing to do the work, I personally believe that, one, we've got to do the work, and secondly, there's a different kind of energy nowadays. You can't do a relationship the way it used to be done, the way our parents did it. We have to be willing to do it differently, go into with a different way, a different eyesight, if you will. I want to ask you a question, Kismet, in the chat, not in the chat room, on Facebook. One of the ladies who responded to the post, you said, I don't mean to be negative, but I've been waiting for a long time. Then I went after. I know, right? You said, wait, stop right there, like Steve Harvey would say.
You can stop that. I don't mean to be negative.
She said, then I went after what I wanted quite a few times, and it always blew up in my face, still single. So let's just say she's listening to anybody else saying, you know, I hear what you guys are saying, giving it to God. I was patient, and then I decided to go after what I want, and it still blew up in my face. I'm still single. What would you say to that kind of person who's dealing with that kind of challenge?
Well, first I give her a hug because I understand. I was there. I was that person. And what I did not understand then that makes so much sense now is that sometimes what you want is not what you need, number one. Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to you is that you get what you want. And I would tell her that, okay, starting with what you want, one of the things you've got to do is understand for yourself why it is you want that. Start there with your intentions. One of the things that my guy likes to say is that you should live on purpose. You should be intentional in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you say, I want A, B, and C, then ask yourself, why? Why do I want that? Why? And if you can't answer that question honestly, then it's not time. Another thing I would say is that going after what you want, that statement in itself, and this is my opinion, that statement in itself is part of the problem, because you shouldn't have to go after it. That, to me, saying you're going after what you want sounds like you've got to run and go get it. I don't want anything that's running from me.
Hello? I know that's right.
And I can speak on that because I am dead guilty of just that. The relationship I'm in now is the first time that I haven't tried to go after anything. What I would encourage any woman to do is to just live your life on purpose and intentionally be who you are. Intentionally be who you are. And you won't have to go after it, because if you're intentionally being who you are, you will automatically end up exactly where you need to be to get what you want, because you're being true to who you are. And had I told myself that 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, my response would be, well, I am being who I am. I don't know what you mean. I would have gotten offended. I would have gotten an attitude because I thought that I was doing that.
Right.
And I wasn't, because I was too afraid to be honest with myself. And all of that went back to, like you said, my childhood and what I experienced. A lot of what held me back was fear based on my past. And before I could ever move forward, I had to face that fear.
Mm. And that's that, you know, it's like everything is about that, especially nowadays. The energy that we're all experiencing together, what I call the individual collective energy, it's really causing us, forcing us to be authentic, to be real about our past, what we loved about our childhood, what we love about our parents, our mom and dad, what is still living in us, what we're denying. I mean, because if you can at least be honest about what you don't want to look at, if you can then, if you can just be honest that, oh, yeah, I had a traumatic childhood, but I don't want to go there, that's a good place to start. In the chat room, Teresa said, because I was reading something about what a woman wants, she said she wants to be acknowledged, she wants to be accepted and loved and respected for who she is without all the fronts. And she said the same thing goes for men. And I don't think anybody would ever disagree with that, to be acknowledged, accepted, loved, and respected. That I think where we make mistakes, human beings, period, is there's this tendency to think somebody has to give it to us. Because you won't receive that acknowledgement, that acceptance, that love, that respect until you learn to acknowledge yourself, accept yourself, love yourself, and respect yourself. Everything is a vibrational match. And anybody who is in a relationship and things are challenging or can't find one, what is happening in your life is a direct mirror of what's happening inside your inner world, your consciousness. So if you say you want a relationship and you're not getting what you want, there's a belief about you that's pushing away what you say you want or need. Yeah. And unless we're willing to work with that, it's you know, I think when we watch the news and we read magazines or movies, there's a false idea that, you know, you can find somebody and there's love happens in an instant. And love can happen in the moment. What's a love at first sight? But what we also must remember is, when you fall in love, stand in love, rise in love, whatever it is, when you find somebody who loves your dirty drawers, remember, just remind yourself that that love is such a bright light and is going to shine on all your crap.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Love doesn't just make you, okay, I just want someone to love me. But that love, if you're willing to do the work, is going to shine the light on all parts of you that needs healing. And if you can't show up, if you don't want to face it, Kismic, you were sharing when someone said, well, the common denominator between those two guys is you. You know, it hurts.
Right.
But then you have to look at it and say, well, maybe there's something I need to check here. And I want to shift gears a little bit here as we move forward. And, you know, from letting go, acknowledging what is true, telling the truth, being authentic, realizing there are things that we need to heal. So, Kismic, you had the dream of having family and combing your daughter's hair and just dreaming and being in this wonderful, I mean, it's a dream that was just, nobody was going to take that away from you until those guys showed up and like, oh my God, y'all gonna steal my dream. And so, and I believe part of that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because of things that you've heard, things you were taught by society, by your parents, by magazines and books. So in order to change that now, if you were talking to a group of teenage girls, as they move forward through this thing called life and looking for one day to be married, what kind of advice would you share with them?
The first thing I would say is take your time. I'm laughing because I hated hearing take your time.
Mm.
Because, you know, time moves faster when you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say slow down, and then I would tell them to learn how to give themselves what they're dreaming about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would tell them to imagine for a second that, you know, they're all grown up, they're like 21, you know, full adults. Because, of course, that's an adult when you're a teenager. I would tell them to imagine that they're sitting across the table from this man. And he sits down and he starts telling her about himself. And he says, Well, you know, I don't love myself, and I don't feel worthy of being loved by anybody. And, you know, actually, I don't really take care of myself either. And I don't do anything for myself, but I do everything for everybody else and hope that they'll love me. And I'm scared of being close to people, and I'm scared of losing anything. And I generally keep all kinds of walls up. And if he goes on with this list of all of these things about himself in that way, ask yourself what you want to be with that person. And probably the answer is going to be no. So even though we don't sit and tell people, give people this laundry list of issues, even though we don't say it, everything in our actions do. So I would say that even as a teenager, and I wish somebody would have explained this to me, even as a teenager, stop and think about what it is you want. What is it in that fairy tale that you want so badly? And start learning how to do that for you. If what you're looking for is to feel love, start learning to make yourself feel love. If you're looking to be accepted, learn to accept yourself. Get up every day and look in the mirror and remember that you are worthy, that you are made exactly the way you were meant to be made, that you are the person you're supposed to be. And more importantly, what anybody else says or thinks is really of no consequence, because nobody knows better than God who you should be. And if he chose to make you the way he did, then he chose to make you that way for a reason.
I know that's right.
And there's somebody somewhere who needs for you to be who you are. There's somebody depending on you to be who you are. Because with a lot of teenagers, especially in this culture, their spirits are beaten down so early. I experienced the same thing, not just at school, but by family and so on. You're crushed. You're already damaged by the time you even reach adulthood. You don't even have a chance to get your heart broken because it's already messed up. And it's like going to a car lot and just going ahead and getting a wrecked car. You know, they decided to skip the accident and just give you the one that's already messed up. Like, we
what an
end
analogy.
Up like that. Yeah.
And that makes
oh,
sense. It makes sense. It's so true.
Yeah, so a lot of us experience that. You know, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to handle it. We're looking to movies and books for what a relationship is supposed to be. But none of these movies or books shows you what happens after the music and the violin stop playing. they stop right before reality. So,
I know, right?
Yeah, so you go out there and you've been beaten down emotionally or mentally or whatever the case may be, and everything tends to add to that, or build onto that. And one of the most important things I think that especially teenagers and younger girls should keep in mind is that really it's not about you. And I don't mean that in a negative way or a bad way at all. What I mean is that these people that are trying to pour the negativity or the insults or disapproval into your life, they're not doing it because of you. And it took me a long time to understand that. Those people that say those hurtful or hateful things, it's not that you're what they're saying you are. It's that there's something about you that they don't like about themselves, and so they lash out at you in anger. So it's really nothing about you, and that's not even saying there's anything wrong with you. That's just like, what's the comedian's name, Monique.
Right.
Who hates skinny women. Why does she hate skinny women? What do skinny women do to her? Nothing. Why is she angry at that skinny woman? She's angry at her because she's not happy with her body. So if she comes across a skinny woman who hasn't accepted herself and doesn't love herself, and she lashes out at that woman, now that woman is walking around with hurt, thinking that something's wrong with her when it was never about her.
Right, right, right. It's so true, because as I listen to you and just reflect on different conversations I've had, I really get, if we really want harmonious relationships, doesn't just happen. You've got to create it. You've got to create it. We can go to some people's house and you walk in and you're like, woo, okay, let's not say anything about this house by accident. And some houses you walk in and you're like, oh, my God, your house feels so comfortable. So, if anybody is looking to get in a relationship, if you're in a relationship, it's important for us individually to do our work, clean out house. You talked about how you were cleaning out and you found your own miracle that you wrote to yourself. It's important for us to clean out our own consciousness so that we know what we want, why we want what we want, that we can speak the truth about who and what we are. We're getting ready to release the show, but before we do that, I want to ask you a question, and I want to pose a question to those of you in the chat room. I know I see married woman in the chat room. You know, you can add your own, you can call in and add your own advice, now, especially for young girls who are coming up. What would you say to them? Or those of you that are married in the chat room, I know who you are. But I want to ask you this, Kismet, before we release the show. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, spiritually grounded sister, beautiful sister, truly on purpose, doing what she loved and just wonderful energy. And she was telling me that, you know, she didn't want to do this dating thing. She just gets tired of it. But, you know, she started to say, well, let me just allow myself to do the dating scene again. But she kept finding men that, how she described it, wasn't not from a judgmental perspective, but she felt like some of the men were immature and they weren't spiritually grounded. And there are females who were saying, you know, I'm working on myself and I want somebody who can match that. I want somebody who's doing their spiritual work. But I just can't seem to find the right man. Men seem to, you know, they just seem to be interested in something else. What would you say to females who are going through that and saying, I hear you, I've surrendered, but, you know, I need somebody who can lift me up. I don't always want to be the teacher. I want somebody who's spiritually grounded who can get me. What would you say to them?
I would tell them if that's what they want, then ask God for it and then stop worrying about it.
Mm.
Because it's funny that you say that they mention that they keep running into these immature men. I struggled with that, and what I did is I decided that I wouldn't date a man that was my age.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to stay around 5 years older than me to up my chances of finding a mature man, because I didn't want to teach him all of that stuff. I didn't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled
mm-hmm.
with that. But when I decided to trust God with what I wanted, I trusted him with it. Think about when somebody asks you to do something for them, and then you try to do it, and they keep messing with you, and they want to tell you how to do it, and you put something this way, and they change it that way, and eventually you say, look, if you want to do this, you do it. I'm not going to try to do this for you if you're going to keep interfering. We do that
mm-hmm.
to God all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We say, Lord, I want this man, and then we go out and we start looking for him ourselves. But if you're going to ask him for it, ask him for it, trust that he's going to bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, I didn't say, I never said, okay, I don't want a family. I said, Lord, if it's your will that I be alone, help me to be happy that way. So it's not
mm-hmm.
that I changed my desires. I changed my heart and what I was trusting in.
Mm.
That's what changed. I changed I changed my thinking and
yeah.
my behavior and everything about me changed as a result. Because I finally said, okay, I'm going to ask God to do it, and then I'm going to actually get out of the way and let him.
Mm.
And it's really funny because the night I met the guy I'm with, he asked me if I wanted a family. And I said, well, sure, I'd like a family. That would be nice, but I'll be okay if I don't have one.
Mm.
And when I said it, I thought to myself, whoa, who was that? Where did she come from? Because
oh, you better get out of here.
Yeah, like, who is this chick?
Mm-hmm.
But when I said it, I meant it. It was a genuine answer. I didn't say what I thought he wanted to hear because I was just chit-chatting with a really cool guy. I wasn't talking to him thinking, ooh, could he be the one? Sizing
right.
him up to see where he fit. I was just having a conversation with somebody that was cool and funny. And that's all I was thinking. You know, some of us say, oh, well, I'm going to wait on him. And then every single man you meet, you're thinking, I wonder, is he it? You're already
right.
sizing
right.
him up. You're imagining what your children are going to look like. No. No.
Oh, boy.
You're still doing it. So you've got to really, really, when you say, okay, I'm going to let this go and I'm just going to wait, if that's what you're saying you're going to do, you really got to do it, not
mm-hmm.
just without, but also within.
Right.
You got to do it for real. And it will come, but you have to be in a place where you're ready to receive it.
Mm.
And
so
and then it just, it does, because I did not have to go to the, hey, I just want you to know that I want a family and I want this and I want that. I was honest about where I was. Yeah, I'd like to have a family. I'm okay if I don't. When we finally ended up together, he told me, I just want you to know I'm not dating for fun. I'm looking for my wife.
Oh, wow.
I want you to understand that now. And I was just like, look at you, God, showing out. Big up. Work for me. You know, so you've got to be there. You've got to trust. If you're going to ask for it, then you got to trust him to do it. Because if you're going to do it yourself, then that pretty much means you don't need any help, right?
That's so true. And everybody that we invite into our world, it's basically a reflection of where we are internally. So until you make that change within, wherever you are is wherever you are, you're going to attract people to match that. Let's take a quick call. Somebody got a private number, a Skype number. So what's your name? Someone's calling from a Skype number or private number? Hello, it's you. If you just called in. Yes. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm Teresa.
It shouldn't be on Skype, though. That's interesting.
Yeah, I guess you're saying you're the 1111. It shows up as 111. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's powerful. I just wanted to say I'm enjoying the show. And I could give all kinds of wonderful and not-so-wonderful things on relationships, but the biggest thing that I've learned is that I've been with my husband since we were teenagers, and we're now in our 40s. And it's been a growing process, and we've grown away from each other, and then we've come back together many times, and we're at a point now where we're kind of at that growing apart period again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it is all about us, and yet it's not. So when you were saying, you know, how other people perceive us has nothing to do with us, but it absolutely has everything to do with us on how we take their perception and take it in and use it or believe it. And when you grow up with somebody, you literally are growing up. I mean, we were kids, so it's been an interesting ride. And every day, I mean, I'm grateful for everything. I wouldn't go back and change anything, regardless of what happens, because it's made me who I am. And I know that
right.
if there is a future with another relationship, it's going to be absolutely amazing from everything that I've learned. And if there's not, as you said, if there's not, I'm going to be fabulous in what I've learned and being able to live on my own, because I'm fine with me. I love being with me, and I love sharing myself with others. So either way, it's all good.
It's all good. Kismik, you want to say anything to that?
I like you.
I know, that's right.
You're awesome. I love what you said about it being a process, about it being a growing, it being a process. That's always going to be the case. I would caution anybody against thinking that so-called happily ever after exists.
Oh, God, yes.
Because every day is a new day. Every single day is a new day. And it is a process. Every day you get up and you try it again. Yesterday is gone.
The biggest thing, too,
let it go, you know.
The biggest thing, too, that I've learned is it's easier... It's easier to run away than it is to stand and fight. And I don't, and that can be literal, because there were many, many, many times that there was fighting. And it was all blaming and pointing, and I'm doing right and you're doing wrong. And if you just get your crap together, we'd be good. When in reality, we need to look at ourselves and say, okay, if this is what I'm seeing, as Ade said, if you're showing this to me that I don't like, I need to be looking at me and seeing why I'm being shown that. But when you're young, you know, it's not that way. You know everything, and nobody else knows anything.
Exactly.
And actually, it's not just when you're young. I mean, when you're immature and being able to love and respect and yourself, if you do not love and respect yourself, nobody else is ever going to see that side of you. They're going to continue to show you the stuff that you don't want to see about yourself. And it's ugly,
right.
And it's hard. It's really, really hard to admit that. That is a side of you that you don't want anybody to see, and yet as much as you hide it, it keeps showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's scary. It's scary because you're worried about what they're gonna see, what they're gonna think, and what they're gonna say, and what if they don't want you then? And what you do is you bring your what ifs to pass.
Oh yeah.
That's all.
So
it's a daily, especially if you've been abused or if you've had a bad childhood or whatever the case may be, it's a daily process. You have to be honest with yourself every single day. And you have to be willing to face whatever comes.
Absolutely.
You have to
be comfortable within your own skin. You know, I've raised my girls to say, you, regardless of what anybody says about you, you have to believe that you're beautiful. You have to believe that you're strong, that you're powerful. And if you end up in a relationship with somebody that tells you otherwise, move on. Because if it doesn't resonate, move on. You're stronger than that. And if you stay, then you stay. You can only be accountable for you, nobody else.
Absolutely.
And they're powerful, powerful kids, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not mess around in relationships with males or females, friends or boyfriends that are out to degrade them, talk about them, lie about them, be dishonest, nothing. That comes up and they face it and they're on. They move on. Or they deal with they deal with it, and if the relationship's meant to be there, it stays, and if it's not, it moves on. And you know what? Me and my experience and being able to share that stuff that I didn't know at that age, at 18 and, you know, 18 to 22, is powerful to me to witness, because I had to learn without anybody telling me. I just had to fall down and fall down and fall down and continuously compare myself to other women out there and think that I had to be like them, or if I looked like them, or if I had the money they had, then I would feel differently, when in reality it has nothing to do with any of that. And yeah, so, I mean, it's wonderful to witness the girls now at a young age saying, I would never be with a guy that does that. I would never have a girlfriend that does that to me. And I would tell her straight up what I thought about it. And to me, it's like, yes, I've done it. I've passed something on that I didn't get passed on to me. So,
yes.
I mean, that's the love for me, the spreading that seed to say, you go, girl.
Indeed.
I hope that every... I hope that every woman listening, or I want every woman listening to remember that each and every one of you really, really are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are beautiful and powerful and loved, and you're all princesses just the way you are. And anyone who thinks that you're any less than that is not a gift from God or a gift from anywhere else. Because how God sees you is how the man who deserves you will also see you. And it's how you should learn to see yourself.
Amen. That's so
Amen,
true.
And indeed.
I'll step down off of my soapbox now.
Well,
it's so funny listening to how young girls feel that beauty has a specific look and a specific, you know, a specific everything. And
right.
When you see a young girl that's holding back and purposely dimming her light because she doesn't feel like she fits in or she is adapted to be able to, you know, the cool girls or the blonde cheerleaders and the girls that have all the boyfriends and that stuff. You know, to be able to empower her by saying, if you feel like, you know, it's always been an interesting thing to me. Me being a young girl, I never wanted, I was friends with everybody in all genres. I never fit in anywhere because I could be friends with anybody. And I could never, nobody could ever lock me into any kind of a group because one day I would be preppy and the next day I would be, you know, in my jeans and my T-shirts, and I mean, I just never fit in. And one day I'd be girly, and my daughter was, my youngest is that way too, and she would be teased at school to say, you don't know who you are. You can never settle on who you are. One day you're this, one day you're that, you're confused. And she came home one day and told me that, and I said, honey, do you think you're confused? And she's like, no, this is me. The day I feel like dressing in sweats and being sporty, that's me. And the day I feel like wearing heels and putting my hair up and looking nice, that's me. And I said, then that's all that matters. Who cares what they say? And when they tell you they're confused, they're jealous because they do not feel comfortable enough within themselves to step outside and be who they are in that moment, regardless of what it looks like to the rest of the world. So you need to just go to school and you need to just shine. Smile at them. Don't be angry. If anything,
yeah,
have empathy and compassion for them because it's sad that they can't be as strong as you are.
Yeah. What really, really attracts a person to you is not your makeup or your clothes or whatever. I was with the guy I'm with for a little while before he ever saw me be girly. Every time he saw me, I was in yoga clothes or baggy stuff. It was my heart. It was my heart. That he saw as beautiful.
Yes. And that makes
then,
such a difference.
Absolutely. And then my spirit and my heart made him see me as physically beautiful. But if you ask him, my inner beauty is way stronger. My outer beauty is no match compared to who I am inside. That's not going to get a wrinkle or a blemish or gain weight or lose weight. Who I am inside is radiantly beautiful and will continue to grow. And that's what we need to focus on.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot for a man to be able to stand up against a woman with that kind of an energy and that kind of love and power within herself. A lot of men are, a lot of females and males, but a lot of people run from that and they're threatened by it. So if a man is willing to stand up against that and say, I love that about you, more power to them. It just shows what kind of a strong, masculine
Absolutely.
Person that they are.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tismic, thank you for being a demonstration of what you know to be true. I mean, you and I were talking earlier, and you talked about normally you don't respond to those kind of threads, but you did say in there, I'll be more than happy to share my testimony with you.
Yeah.
And that was it. So you were answering to a deeper call, and I'm grateful for you saying yes.
I hit send and went, what did I just do? So I'm grateful to you for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony and allow me to be reminded of how blessed I am. So thank you.
You're very welcome, my friends. Thank you for shining the light of truth, the light of love and possibility. We are getting ready to release the show. We got some few things we're going to play, but, you know, final word from me. I want to say, really, the first thing I want to say to anybody looking for a relationship, particularly, I mean, I think this is more specific for females. I think, and men, because there's some men who are not into running games. Why am I saying some men? There are men who are not into just doing running games. But really, we need to start thinking of relationships. Romantic relationship different. We have to go about it the same way we go about looking for a home. If we want to have a home, we research the area, how much you want to pay, where are we going to get the loan from, can we afford it? We put a lot of time, how much is insurance going to cost? When you say you're ready for a relationship, you have to go into it the same way. What do you want? What makes you feel good? What do you value? What is important to you? What's a deal breaker? You know, in the chat room, Kobe said, the man I married was not the man I was looking for, but he's the best thing that has happened to me and growth in my life. You know, we have to remind ourselves as well that sometimes we don't have the bigger picture. But when we do the inner work, when you do your inner work, that life can help but match where you are. There's a vibrational alignment. So you clear your mess, and everybody, the person that show up in your life, will be working on their mess because they know they can't show up with a mess. If your home is looking nice and tidy, they were like, you try to take off my shoes? I'm scared to put my shoes on your carpet. Your carpet is too clean. But if your carpet is a mess, they're like, oh, well, I know I've been walking around in issues. I'm going to step all over the place. And it's important to remember that if you're not happy with yourself, it is hard to find somebody who's going to be happy with you. And even if you somehow, by some soul agreement, draw somebody who loves everything about you, you will not believe that they love everything about you because you don't accept you. You don't acknowledge you. I love that Kismet talked about the happy ever after. That is such BS. It's the other BS, and it's also a belief system. You need to change your belief system because relationship is a journey, not a destination. You may meet somebody, and you're having such a wonderful time, and after a while, you might grow apart. Sometimes it may be you, maybe challenges, maybe you're fighting, and you realize we don't want to do this anymore. But it's important to go into a relationship with eyes wide open, and more importantly, heart wide open. Because relationships are simply about healing yourself if you're willing to go through it and grow through it. Don't run from heartbreaks and not being trusted. That's what it's about. We are here to remember, Kismet put it so beautifully, that our inner beauty is far much important than the outer beauty. And relationship is the perfect place, particularly romantic relationship, is a perfect place for you to heal your hurts, your pain, take your risk, you know, and even if someone breaks your heart, to remember that you can heal it again. It will all come back together. We're here for a bigger reason, a bigger purpose, and find what yours is. Go about your relationship as if you're looking for a car, a house, or going to a business with somebody. Don't just fall, well, you know, she makes me feel good, he makes me feel good. That's good. That's important. That when you think about them, you can smile, but also you've got to be conscious. You've got to be an active participant in your relationship. Well, it's been a great show. I enjoy it. And we're going to do a show, a discussion on relationship from men's perspective, single men's perspective. I think it would be good for their balance to hear what brothers, I know sisters love to hear what brothers are saying. So we're going to do that. I would like to do it next week. But just make sure you follow Life Conversations Radio on the page, on the Blog Talk Radio page, so you can get regular updates. And also, let's be friends on Facebook. I have my personal profile, my page on there, and there's also Life Conversations Radio fan page. There's an Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Just go on there so you can get regular updates. And also, check out LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. If you're not happy with where you are, you need to be the change you want to see. Here's Gina Renee. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday for another episode of Ask Life Coach Ade. I thank all my friends that have joined me, Kismig, Aisha, Celeste, Betty, Donna, Rebecca, Tamara, Colby, Teresa, those I can see in the chat room, and those I can't see. I appreciate you all. And those of you that listen on the archive, we really, really, really appreciate you. And thank you for sharing the show. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. After these jingles, we're going to play Gina Renee, Be the Change You Want. No, Be the Change. But it's about being the change you want to see. And I know this for sure. You can't listen to this radio show, radio station, without changing your life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed, and we're daring you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Okay, Gina Renee, where are you? Actually, let's do a little bit of Carly Jackson first to remind us who we really are. Don't forget this when you get in a relationship. If you forget who you are while you're in your relationship, it's going to be painful.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
You are free, even if you're single, if you're married, you are free. That's Carly Jackson. You can find that on Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And this is Gina Renee. You can find that on Facebook, Gina Renee with Michael Bernard Beckwith. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Be true to yourself. Be loved. But more importantly, be the light you want to see. Peace and blessings.
The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stop believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we're playing our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
Tsunamis, wars, and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction. And see, we receiving exactly what we asking. And I'm focused on lack and limitations. Fear and separation. And I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. But everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing
what we giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, that I can feel it calling me, I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To